Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Unexplained Unconsciousness. Emergency Call. Just before the shift changeover, Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerold get an emergency call. Claudia sighs. It's one of those nights. That's the seventh emergency call now, and I'm dog tired. Thomas Meyerhoff smiles and accepts the call. The dispatch center sends the team to a patient named Brettmann with unexplained unconsciousness. Situation at the scene. As Claudia and Thomas arrive at the scene, a young man is already waiting for them. Come quickly, my friend isn't answering the door and he isn't answering my calls. I fear the worst. Are you Mr. Brettmann? Asks Thomas. No, my name is Wolfgang Wagner. Clemens Brettmann is my friend. While Claudia finds out more about the situation, her colleague tries ringing the doorbell and knocking on the door once more. That's not working, Claudia. Wagner tells them about an SMS he received during the night in which the patient indicated that he was going to take his life. Are you sure that your friend is at home? Asks Thomas skeptically. Well, yes, replies Wagner uncertainly. But we can see into the flat from the veranda. Together, the three negotiate the path to the back of the house. Once there, they can see Mr. Brettmann through the living room window, lying motionless on the floor. Patient doesn't respond to knocking or loud calling. Next to him is an empty schnapps bottle and tablet boxes are scattered on the table. Entry to the flat. Now there's no time to lose. As well as the emergency doctor, Thomas also calls for the police and the fire service to open the flat. Due to the situation, however, Thomas and Claudia decide to make a forcible entry to the flat. Luckily, the front door is not double locked and opens with a strong kick. Quickly but cautiously, the team reach the living room. Thomas makes room and moves the table to one side. Checking and stabilizing the vital functions. The patient has vomited. Claudia turns the patient's head to the side and clears the mouth cavity roughly with her fingers. After tilting the head back, she checks the patient's breathing and circulation. While she's doing this, Thomas prepares the suction unit and lays out the resuscitation bag ready for use. The patient is deeply unconscious. His breathing is slow and shallow, his pulse regular and palpable, reports Claudia, before suggesting, "It would be good if you can give him assisted respiration, and I continue with the examination." Case history and examination from head to toe. Gradually, based on the information from the patient's friend and the analysis of the surroundings, a clear picture forms. Clemens Brettmann met his friend the night before and drank a substantial amount of alcohol. His girlfriend had left him and he was really down. At about 3 a.m., Wolfgang Wagner took him home. At about 5 a.m., Wagner received the SMS and informed the emergency services. The examination of the patient doesn't show anything else out of the ordinary. The blood sugar is within the normal range at 85 milligrams per deciliter. The tablets that they found previously are flu medication, paracetamol and various painkillers. It seems that Brettmann had not taken so many tablets. Even so, Thomas Meyerhoff collects the boxes and the packaging. Arrival of the other alerted emergency services. A short time later, the emergency doctor's team arrives. Thomas explains quickly about the examination findings. I'll get everything ready for the transport then, or do you still need me? The emergency doctor shakes his head and, together with his colleagues and Claudia, takes care of the patient. In the hallway, Thomas meets the police and the fire service and gives them both a short overview of the situation. Okay then, we'll go in and take the personal details, says the young policewoman. And we're not needed then, observes a fire service colleague. Or should we lend a hand with the stretcher? Oh, that would be great, replies Thomas.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.